In 2010, Wisconsin got $73 million from the federal government under health reform to set up a high-risk pool. One of the biggest concerns was making the money last. It had to be stretched out until people could buy insurance on online marketplaces called exchanges. It was estimated 8,000 people with pre-existing conditions would apply. 2 years later, only 1,100 have. Amy Goldman runs the federal high-risk insurance plan in Wisconsin. She says while money probably will not run out before 2014, the entire amount will be needed.
Fewer people have enrolled in the programs than expected, but the people that have come have had very, very high medical costs.
Wisconsin's not alone, says Goldman. She knows this because she chairs the National Association of State Comprehensive Health Plans.
Some of the pools have seen people come in and within weeks of having their coverage go into effect, you know, be scheduled for knee replacements and, you know, hip replacements and things like that. So I think what's happening is that the pools are experiencing what's commonly known as adverse selection.
Wisconsin's federal high-risk pool is a mere puddle compared to the state's original high-risk pool, which still exists and covers more than 21,000 people. Under the newer federal pool, a person must be uninsured for 6 months to qualify, and there's no low-income subsidy. There is financial help available under the state's older high-risk pool. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.